And welcome to the first bath boot. Really sort of bath boot. I'm sure somebody's got another one. Really haven't been sure what to do with audio boot, but I wanted to figure something out, so I decided to start a bath boot. You know, not much better in this world than relaxing in a bath. Nice hot water, bubbles, and Epsom salt. Really helps take your mind off of all the uncertainties and tragedies and everything you hear in the news today. Like yesterday, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords being shot, and not only her, but 20 others, six of them being fatally wounded. All because one person who was mentally off the rocker was let loose to do whatever he wanted. You know, it's kind of pathetic. Oops. You know, we do everything we can to protect each other, at least we say we do. Something like this comes around, you realize, hey, how much can we really do? Protect each other. We can't be a big brother 100% of the time on everyone. That was a 9-year-old little girl. At 9 years old, shot and killed yesterday. A federal judge with a great reputation shot and killed. Four others shot and killed. Along with Giffords, 14 others, probably 13 others, wounded. Still not sure if any of them are going to die. Now there's a lot of speculation out there. Was this guy a nutcase only? Was he following the rhetoric of certain political parties? You know, I really can't say what the truth is. I do know, and I can say, that the political rhetoric out there is disturbing, it's alarming. Pardon me, I'm gonna rinse off my hair. You know, in a roundabout way, calling for violence. And this is in reference to Sarah Palin's poorly crafted image. And this is all the way around. This even goes to both sides of the political spectrum. And it's no secret that I am not a Tea Party member, nor do I would ever consider supporting them, nor do I believe in any of the extremist views that they have. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. Tea Party is to blame for at least 75% of the violent, hateful rhetoric out there. I remember in my 20s thinking, oh, things are getting so much better. There's more acceptance being going around for all different types of people. You know, at one point it looked like it was going to be more civil rights for everyone. You know, stuff that people deserve to have. That we were proud to be a nation of many, not just a nation of a select type of few. And I kind of feel like that's going away. And when that rhetoric gets heated up, and finally someone releases it, then you're going to have instances like this Jared Lee Lautner. Quite a few years ago, there was the guy in Texas that ran his plane into a federal building because, oh, I think it was taxes then. But he was a Tea Party member.